There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk apps now. We have Sajid Azmi with us in the studio. He is the founder of the app My Medic Now. Sajid, nice to meet you.
Pleasure and happy new year.
Thank you very much. Happy new year to you too. So off air just now, I called you a serial app developer, which is slightly unfair, but let's talk about this particular app and the story of how this came about. I think is a nice story, and it's probably a story that lots of people can relate to, particularly if you are a parent, because this was you and your wife while she was pregnant in a waiting room. Just take it up from there.
Yeah, so I was expecting my third kid,
right.
And we were at the waiting room. And then what used to happen is we used to have appointments after appointments, two weeks. And I used to say, why have to make so many calls? Why do I have to be in the waiting? Why do I have to be in the waiting room and ask, is the doctor available on the slot, right? And obviously, I come from a tech background. And out of frustration, I told to my wife that, you know, we have app for food. We have app for booking hotel rooms. We have you can book even airlines, pretty much everything under the sun. Even nowadays, laundry is there, you know. There's a laundry app. There's a car wash app. But healthcare, which is such an important sector in this region, does not have an app. So out of frustration, I said, I'll just build it. Right? Mm. And she said, you should. Now, these kind of ideas come floating to a lot of people, but I had a success with a recent app in my previous business, so I went home. I kind of made a blueprint out of it. And so I do not come from an app development background, but I come from a technology background.
Okay.
So I just thought, what should I do? So I went to the person who had developed my app, and I said, his name is Dhawal, he's the co-founder. So I told him, how much will you build this app for me? And he said, I love this idea. I'll build it for free, make me the partner.
Good deal.
Right? Now, that was... So this happened in Starbucks the next day in Batuta, right? And I was like, wow, this reinforces my idea. Exactly 3 days later, Dhawal goes to meet his internal medicine specialist, who's a doctor, Lebanese doctor, and tells him about this idea. And the doctor said, I like the idea. Even I'm frustrated as a doctor because sometimes I would like to see how people are reviewing me. And, you know, we told the whole idea about the app, the reviews and things like that. So he said, I want to be a part of it. And we three met and we signed an MOU and said, let's get on with it.
So how does it work? Tell us that. So what does it do, the app, and how will it help me as a patient?
Okay. You know, we are in a very interesting part of the world, right? So what happens is when you're back home, you develop a relationship with doctors over a period of time, right? But there are a lot of newcomers coming into the country from India, from UK, from US, from all around 183 countries, right? Now, first thing what happens is you want to know about which doctor should I go, a pediatric, a gynae, a general physician. Do you have a review system anywhere where you can say that these are the audiences? You have a lot of forums, you know, you have like expat women, all many forums in this region. But I do not have. I can get that for restaurants. I can get that for hotels, resorts, people saying, and then you actually look at their photos, you look at their comments. So this will allow you to, you know, give reviews to the doctor. And, you know, for example, my wife had to go through a varicose vein surgery. I had to do a lot of research to find out who's a good vascular surgeon out here.
Because at the moment, it is simply, and you're striking a chord, actually, because I suppose lots of people come to the UAE, they are expatriate. You have to set up all the different relationships that you would otherwise have in your home country with your bank, with your work. You have to build a network of friends. You have a general practitioner that you go to that you trust, your dentist, hairdresser, whoever it is. So you're building all of these relationships. Sure. But where do you start with that if you have no system to base that on? So that's really what you're trying to do.
Yeah, so, you know, like example, you know, you were just talking about the KHDA. KHDA gives the reviews to the schools, right, and their system, right? You do not have that mechanism. And what happens is, I cannot download an app for every hospital in the region. Today, why is Zomato, Talabat, or XY, you know, all these apps, why are they famous? Because they're aggregators. They allow you to do that. So this is a starting point, but you know, you can actually rate your doctors. When you are in a particular part of the geography, it tells you the closest doctors available. It allows you, so you can get the directions to the doctor from where you are. So it gives you a geotagging, all right? What it also does is, like, we've already tied up with two clinics recently, the Northwest Clinic in Jumeirah and Shamah Clinic. You can directly book appointments.
That's what I was going to ask. How does the appointment thing work? Because obviously something that started off the idea in your head was you being frustrated in a waiting room.
True.
How will this mean that I don't end up frustrated in a waiting room?
Yeah, so the thing is that even the end goal is, and I was telling offline that, you know, the end goal would be just to be like the Uber, right? So you get in the car, you get out of the car. Today, when you go to the doctor, sometimes you just walk in, he sees you, you're fine. And you come to the payment part. The payment part is quite cumbersome out here. Insurance, approvals, things like that. Mm. If the end goal of this app is you go to a clinic and you come to your car and the payment is done through the app, right? And even booking an appointment. So there's a journey, you know, there's a product journey. We're pretty new. We have been 3 months and I'm amazed at the kind of conversations I've been having. I recently spoke to somebody very senior, 18 years in one of the biggest hospitals here. And he said, Sajid, this is excellent. You know, like healthcare requires in this region this kind of passion, and I am ready to mentor you in this, right? Means I'm trying to meet people who are like-minded in this region and see what we can do. This app also does. One of the other things is happening in Dubai is going the smart government initiative, right? Everything is an app. We had the last year of happiness, the happiness meter, right? So every government department gets reviewed. So why not review the doctors? But the other part of it is, in the smart initiative, you have something called a Salama, which is the EMR, the electronic medical record, which is going to come in Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, today, when you go from one doctor to another clinic, you can't carry your records everywhere. So today, the app has the provision for you to keep all your records. It means you can get if you're getting it in email, you just upload your records. Sometimes you miss your insurance card. You can keep the insurance card of your entire family in the app. All right. So these are the current features. But what we intend to do is see how we can tie up. We are, you know, we have already been. The good thing is Dubai Chamber of Commerce has a startup hub, and they are supporting us. And you can see that we are there on their website, and they also helped us with a first round of funding. So there is a definite gap in the market, and a definite need in the market. See, you know. There's a movie, Robots Animation. So I watch a lot of animation with my kids.
Right.
And in that, there's this Mr. Weld who says, see a need, fill a need, and rest will success will follow, right? So this is see a need and you fill the need.
Well, let's hope it works. Yeah. I mean, 40,000 downloads in 2 months. What, something like, what, 4,000 listings? Is that right?
Yes.
It's a good start.
Yeah. And a lot of these listings were, you know, we going to websites and doing it. But the good thing is now people are doing it voluntary. So recently we got all the eye care clinics. They just send us the data and said, because right now there's no charge here. We want all the hospitals onboarded. So it's free for the healthcare seeker and the healthcare provider.
Okay, well, look, Sajid, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but let's hope that in 6 months' time, you are far too busy to come in and talk to the likes of us, and that'll be kind of the meter of just how...
He'll be on the business breakfast.
You'll be on the business breakfast at that point, but let's hope it goes that way.
Here is the thing, you know, my medic now will always remember that it was Drive Life who got it, so I will give you guys preference. This is on air, I'm telling you. I will not go to Malcolm and...
That's good to hear. I like that. Make sure we get that on tape, Zena. Keep it.
There's a guarantee for the future. Sajid Azmi is the founder of the app My Medic Now. Really good to meet you, Sajid. All the best. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Thank you, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.